Hi, this is Brian. Welcome to today's Philosopher's Notes podcast, Learning How to Walk or Talk. This is a big idea from Louise Hayes's You Can Heal Your Life. She says this, quote, when a little child is learning to walk or talk, we encourage him and praise him for every tiny improvement he makes. The child beams and eagerly tries to do better. Is this the way you encourage yourself when you are learning something new? Or do you make it harder to learn because you tell yourself that you are stupid or clumsy or a failure? End quote. So this is one of the coolest ways to approach learning. A lot of different authors talk about it. But let's imagine yourself for a moment as a little child, first learning how to walk or talk. First, I'll squeeze your cheeks because you're such a little cutie. And we'll get back to business. So you're this adorable little diaper-wearing angel, giddily pushing your edges and falling down and trying again and laughing while you, quote, fail. Only you don't see it as failure because, among other things, A, you're having way too much fun doing something just a little bit better than you did a moment before, and B, that part of your brain that processes thoughts that are so critical hasn't even developed yet. So you're back to intuitively rocking it, and, of course, you learn remarkably quickly. All right, that's scenario number one. Scenario number two, you're still in your diapers, only this time bring your current mind. Now learn how to walk or talk. Good luck with that. How about a quick look at your internal dialogue, the possible internal dialogue anyway? Something like this. Oh my God, did anyone just see that? I just fell again. Gah, that's at least the fifth time this morning I fell. This just isn't happening. I feel like such an idiot. And that other kid over there is totally rocking it. And he's like a month or two younger than me. Forget it. This sucks. I'm just not cut out for this. But no need to be attached to results. Oh, breathe. Oh, whatever. I need a nap. End quote. Potential internal dialogue. Seriously, though, what if we embraced our spiritual evolution, personal development, and every skill we're developing, whether it's parenting or relationships or whatever, with the same innocent joy with which we approached learning to walk? And what if we treated our friends with the same bust out the video camera because Susie just almost crawled in her relationship type of celebrative support we offer kids when they're rocking a new skill? That would be a very sweet world. Let's create it, starting with ourselves, of course. So learn how to walk or talk again in your life. In any aspect of your life, how do we apply the childlike joy and redefine our relationship to failure and reward ourselves for every tiny little improvement we make step by step by step, and reward our friends for the same little tiny microscopic growth that they and we are making in our lives. All right, have fun, have a great day, and look forward to sharing more with you soon.